Guys Eggers, Mass Mail-in Voting Brings Voter Roll Irregularities into Play. By Pam Key on May 23, 2020. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Fox & Friends Weekends. Government Accountability Institute Research Director Eric Eggers explained if vote-by-mail was done on a mass scale that would bring voter roll irregularities into play. Host Jedediah Bielis said, in Detroit alone, there could be 30,000 more registered voters than citizens of legal voting age. How would this work in November? Here to discuss is Government Accountability Institute Research Director Eric Eggers. Welcome to the show. How is that possible in Detroit to have 30,000 more registered voters than citizens of voting age? Eggers said, the sad reality is this is not limited to the city of Detroit. I mean, yes, a lawsuit found 30,000 more registered voters than citizens of legal age. They also found 2,500 dead people that were registered to vote in the city of Detroit. This is actually a problem nationwide. The U.S. Supreme Court in a decision last decade cited statistics that said 1 in 8 voter registrations in this country, that's a 24 million, have significant problems or completely inaccurate. So it's not just limited to Detroit. But I think we're wise to be, to use the term from the congressman in the previous segment, village length and concerned, because you have to remember in 2016, Donald Trump won the state of Michigan by fewer than 11,000 votes. So if you start talking about more than 30,000 registered voters and citizens of legal voting age in the city of Detroit alone, I think that's pretty concerning. He added, we should all be in favor of everyone being able to vote safely. And mail-in balloting has been done successfully across the country and for a long time. But there is a difference between people voluntarily choosing to cast a mail-in ballot, as by the way 1 million people in the state of Michigan choose to deregularly and mailing everyone a ballot, as they are doing in California or as they are about to do in the state of Michigan. Mail everyone an absentee ballot request form. What it does brings all these voter roll irregularities into play. Now you've got the guaranteed likelihood of people who shouldn't be receiving a ballot. People that aren't real voters because they have either moved or dead or, you know, they are on the roll erroneously. Those people will now have the opportunity, or request forms will go to addresses for those people. And we know that there are forces out there attempting to sway elections. Look at what happened in Philadelphia recently. An elections judge was just charged with literally stuffing the ballot box. So, it's not as if, you know, the idea that people are trying to sway elections illegally haven't been proven. We saw one literally just this week in a major American city. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.